Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, this is Donna.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Mary Lou. Who's here?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hey, Donna, I put the slides up. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
But I'm going to have to be on mute a good share of the time. This is my really busy day when I'm getting ready. Got my clean housekeepers coming and getting ready for my in-home. So.
Okay, am I basically going to lead the whole call then?
I have not a clue.
Okay.
Isn't Karen on? Isn't Karen coming?
No.
Oh.
She's not. She's taking a reprieve from.
Okay.
Unless, did you hear something different?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. No, I got an email and she told Rob back. She told Ruth she was going to not be on the calls for a while.
Donna, is there anything I can do for you? Of course, I'm not prepared for today, but.
Well, I think I'll be okay. We'll figure it out.
Okay, and do you want to tell me which slide? I've got up the 10-point slide. Do you want me to have the measurement slide? What slide do you want me to have up here?
Well, it doesn't matter, really. I'm not on a computer because I don't use a phone upstairs. I use a landline downstairs because people can hear me better.
Okay.
So let me go put my microphone on.
I need to go get my glass of water. I'm right back. Okay.
Good morning, Donna.
Hi, Nancy. Monty, you know, this is the day Monty takes care of his aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
May not be human at this time.
Okay, should I go ahead and begin or shall I wait? You can go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Today is Transparent Tuesday. I hope everyone's week went well. I've not lost any more weight. However, if someone else would like to report about their progress for the past week. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't really have anything to report except that I may speak on this Thursday, but it's something that is in taco shells that causes my neck to really be tight and sore. So I think I'll speak on that this Thursday.
You guys are breaking up really bad. Am I breaking up?
No. Am I breaking up now?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you change phones, Donna?
No, I'm on the same phone, my landline.
Huh.
Are you, am I coming through all right?
Did anybody have the WebEx number? Meeting number?
Well, what I had to do is put in Vital Health up in the search.
Oh, I can tell you the WebEx number. But if you do click up on the top bar on meeting, you can see where we are. But did you want the meeting number? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the meeting number. It's on the mobile app for my phone. I can't get to the search for numbers and stuff, and it asks for a number.
Meeting number
762850017625001. We'll see if it works. Thank you.
He's breaking up really bad too. I think it's the conference line. Did anybody else call in on the host code? Because I'm going to hang up and come back in on a different line.
I came in on the host code.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. I'll come back.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything to share about how their week went for the weight loss or the program, or did they find out anything new that's helping them?
Well, I can just mention that over the last month or so, I started to watching things a little bit closer, and I haven't weighed, but got a new belt, and I'm already down two belt loops, so that's pretty exciting for me.
Well, this is Donna. I do have something to share. You know, I've been working, trying to get toxins out of my body, out of my system, because I have chemical sensitivities, and they say you can't get over that, but I don't agree. I've been really working on myself. And I was able, I went to church Sunday. I was okay. Somebody sat in front of me, had the perfume on, and I didn't have an asthma attack. So something must be working that I'm doing. So I'm glad. Okay, I guess we'll get started if no one else has anything else to add. Let's talk about toxins in our body. And they're saying that scientists uncovered a surprising and disturbing fact. Environmental toxins make you fat and cause diabetes. Inside the body, these chemicals interfere with our ability to balance blood sugar and metabolize cholesterol. And over time, the changes can lead to insulin resistance. And this discovery should be headline news, but no one is talking about this. And the reason why, because there's no drugs to treat toxins in our body. And to conquer the two biggest epidemics of our time, diabetes and obesity, we need to turn our attention to the heavy burden environmental toxins put on our bodies. Until conventional medicine catches up, you've got to optimize your body's ability to rid itself of toxins. If your body's detoxification tools aren't up to snuff, waste will build up. Over time, the damage is similar to what happens when trash collectors go on strike and don't kick the garbage up off the streets. The waste piles high, making the neighborhood smell bad and creating a breeding ground for illness. Don't let the word detoxification turn you off. You may think it sounds like a new age idea, but detoxification is a normal, everyday function. It's the body's way of breaking down and eliminating anything that doesn't belong. These days, there are lots of things the bodies come into contact with that do not belong. We live in an environment and chemicals that our bodies were not designed to process. For a disturbing look at the chemicals that breach the boundaries of our bodies, look no further than the Center for Disease Control and Prevention National Report on Human Exposure to Environmental Chemicals. And in the latest report, scientists at the CDC found that nearly every person they tested was packing in a host of nasty chemicals, including flame retardants, stored in fatty tissue, and BPA, which is bisphenol A, I think that's the way you pronounce it, a hormone-like substance found in plastics. It's treated in urine, and even babies are contaminated. The average newborn has 287 chemicals in their umbilical cord blood, and 217 of which are neurotoxic, well, they're neurotoxins, and they're poisonous to nerve or your nerve cells. So what we need to do is take out the trash. While it's true that we live in a toxic world, it's important to remember that there's a lot you can do to enhance your body's natural ability to detox. And the body has four main exit, exit routes for toxins to get out. And now these things that we just don't discuss, people just don't discuss these things, which is pee, poop, respiration, and breath. And these are the quadruple P's. Every moment of every day, your body is relying on a quadruple P to mobilize, transform, and excrete toxins. Here's a quick primer on how to make the most of you of each strategy. Okay, the P. The kidneys are responsible for flushing waste from the blood. Make sure you give them what they need by drinking plenty of water, and drink plenty of clean water, at least 8 ounce glasses of filtered water a day. And we know we already have the best water to drink, and water, the meat and Primeg water, also helps remove toxins from your body. And one of the first signs of dehydration is the color of your urine. Your urine should be mostly clear, clear enough to read a newspaper through, or with only a slight tinge of yellow. If you take vitamins, though, some nutrients cause your urine to turn bright yellow. If your urine is dark yellow or has a strong odor, chances are you are not drinking enough water. And you want to make sure you're not dousing your body with more chemicals. In many communities, tap water is not safe to drink, and bottled water is not much better. The best option is to filter your own water and carry it with you in stainless steel bottles. Now I have to give a testimonial. My Aunt Edna, I had sold her a water filter system, the Neekin one. And I told my aunt, I said, Aunt Edna, when you start drinking this water, it helps remove toxins from your body. And what's going to happen is your urine is going to really have a funny smell. So 2 weeks later, I called my aunt up. I said, Aunt Edna, how are you doing? And she said, oh, Donna, I'm so glad you told me that my urine would smell. She said, it smells so bad. If you had not told me that, I would have gone to the doctor. So I just know the Neekin water is really powerful at removing toxins. Now, we all don't discuss this either. Poop. One or two well-formed bowel movements every day is one of the best ways to give toxins a one-way ticket out of your body. If that goal seems too high, you're not alone. As many as 20% of people struggle with constipation. The problem can get worse with aging. Bowel function is something we have a lot of control over. For starters, up your fiber intake, and fiber cleans out the colon by making our stool heftier and easier to expel. Secondly, again, drink plenty of water. The body is very good at conserving water, sometimes almost too good. When the walls of our colon suck too much moisture out of stool, it dries and sponges, which can lead to trouble-like poop and constipation. I know these are things we always never discuss with people, and we should. Drinking more water and other liquids during the day, and it says again, aim for 8 ounce glasses of water per day. And this can make your bowel movements softer and easier to expel. And if you still can't get going, you need some help by taking 2 tablespoons of ground flax, taking acidophilus and extra magnesium, capsules in the form of magnesium citrate. And the other way we expel toxins is through perspiration. And our skin is our single largest organ of elimination. And make sure you're maximizing detox potential of your pores by working up sweat at least 3 times a week. Heart pumping exercise that gets the body sweating for at least 20 minutes, 3 times a day, 3 times a week is ideal and has other health benefits as well. If you cannot exercise, then consider using a sauna, steam, or detox bath to trigger the body's natural ability to detoxify itself to sweat. And people have long used heat as a means of cleansing the physical and emotional body. Some research says that sauna therapy increases excretion of heavy metals, lead, mercury, cadmium, and fat-soluble chemicals like PCBs, PEDs, and HCVs. Sauna or steam baths help to reduce stress and balance the autonomic nervous system, which is the involuntary nervous system. I also apply kinesiology, which is the multiple muscles. Sauna temperature should not be higher than 140 or 150 degrees Fahrenheit. If you have an environmental illness, there is a history of increased toxin exposure. Sauna improves circulation, the
It also helps with weight loss, balance the blood sugar, and improves detoxification. Now, the exact reason is not clear, but it's largely due to the effects on calming the nervous system, relaxing the muscles, and increasing vasodilation. Vasodilation is the widening of blood vessels, resulting from relaxation of smooth muscle cells within the vessel walls, particularly in the large veins, large and small arteries. And if you don't have access to a sauna, Dr. Hyman recommends an ultra bath. And also, breathing. Our lungs are unsung heroes of the body's detox squad. With each breath, they bring in fresh oxygen and help transport it throughout the body. The air we breathe is not always clean, and our lungs filter out carcinogens and gas fumes, allergens, and pets and plants, spores and mold. And that's why our meat and air purifier is so important for everyone to have and to use, because we have so many more contaminants in our home than there are outside. And we just need this for our environment in our home so we can stay healthy. And restricted or shallow breathing can diminish the power of the lungs by preventing oxygen from reaching all of your tissues. Breathing deeply and fully will oxygenate your brain, body, and spirit, and transform off of the process. And this is one thing I started doing. I started doing the deep breathing, and that's supposed to really just help with, you know, getting rid of toxins as well. And it also helps you lose weight, you say. And one of the best ways to harness the power of breathing, one of the best ways to harness the power of the lungs to heal and detoxify is to learn how to belly breathe. And you start by putting your hand on your belly, breathe out, squeezing the air out of your lungs with your stomach muscles. And as you breathe in, relax your stomach muscles, and as you're filling up your lungs, try pushing your hand off your belly with your breath, filling the lower part of your lungs. And you continue to breathe in and out slowly through your nose. Keep in and out breath to pass the count to three. And you do this 5 minutes a day. You're starting to lose weight despite eating well and exercising a lot. Toxins could be interfering with your body's metabolism. And consider applying the rules of quadruple P's to your life. Does anyone have any questions, or what do you think about our environmental toxins? Does anyone experience the effects of them in your health? Does anyone have any comments or anything they'd like to add? And I got this information from Dr. Mark Hyman, that's about it, what I was going to talk about today. And I noticed
one of this, Mary Lou. I'm sorry, I accidentally hung myself up and I had to come back in.
Okay.
I have two lines here and I pushed the wrong button when I went to unmute. Anyway, would you repeat that part about the deep breathing? Because my sister-in-law is a respiratory therapist, and I can remember she would do that with me, or she'd tell me to keep pushing as I was getting that bad air from, you know, the deepest part of my lungs. So, and I was having trouble hearing you. So,
okay.
Could you just kind of go over that a little bit again?
Okay. They say you start by putting your hand on your belly, and we'll all do this now if you want to.
Okay.
And then you breathe out, squeezing out of your lungs with all your stomach muscles. And as you breathe in, you relax your stomach muscles. And after filling your lungs, try to push your hand off your belly with your breath, filling part of your lower part of your lungs. And you continue to breathe in and out slowly through your nose. Each in and out breath should last to the count of three.
can't do this for 5 minutes a day. I can't do it for 5 minutes a day, but I do practice through the day, and it really helps a lot. I mean, really opens your lungs up, and you just feel, you just get more oxygen. And I've actually done this. I've done an experiment because I have a pulse ox meter for my chamber. And when I'm taking my blood pressure or my pulse ox, well, I usually take it together. And if I breathe in real deep and, you know, exhale a couple times, it oxygenates you because my oxygen level goes up, usually 99%. And it's really amazing. And also they say it really helps to produce weight by the breathing, deep breathing. And I noticed also a good place to look is, like Bruce Williams has said, he sent an email out about healthy child, healthy world. And they talked a lot about toxins in here as well. If you just look on the website, there's so much information on there about toxic warning. They have a 2-minute video that Ruth said we could look at. That's about all I have. Have anything else they want to add or any suggestions?
Donna, I can remember seeing a lady at the gym. She was flowing out of her mouth also, but she would make big effort to breathe very deeply and then force it out. So are we supposed to keep our mouth shut? Does that article say only to breathe out through exhale through the nose?
It just said to breathe in and out of the nose, but what I do is I take a deep breath in, do my nose, and then I exhale through my mouth. So that's the way I've read on how to do it. Dr. Hyman, this is his way. But every other thing I've read, it always says take a deep breath in, and then exhale through your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do that real slow and just keep pushing. That's what my sister-in-law said, just keep pushing so that you're getting that air from, boy, the deepest part of your lung, even after you think you can't push any more out, to keep pushing. And it's amazing.
It is. I have asthma, but I hardly ever use my inhaler to stay away from things that trigger my asthma. But I really believe that must make your lungs stronger, don't you, Mary Lou?
I absolutely do.
I even do that as I'm doing my walk. As I'm out walking, I just practice breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And that really accelerates your whole body.
And it makes you feel better, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
It does me, and you just breathe better afterwards. And so many times we don't concentrate on our breathing. Sometimes it's very too shallow. You breathe, and I did that for a long time. My breathing was too shallow, and now it's not. I really worked on myself so much, and I'm really pleased with myself so far, but I have so much more to do. But throughout, when I meet people, I met someone Sunday, and she had to quit her job. She worked for the Department of Energy, and we got to talking, and she had chemical sensitivities, just like I do. Any scent, she can't breathe, and she'll have an asthma attack. And as you go through your day, and you talk to people, and you share these things, there's a tremendous amount of people out there who have the same problem, and it's not uncommon anymore. And that's scary, because it's just scary, because we have too many toxins in our environment and our food and everything. Well, I guess that concludes our call. We're a little bit early, but...
Donna, can I... because I was running around here trying to do things and listen. Okay, so to sum it up, water, for detoxing, water and that...
will help us detox through our urine and our bowel. Sweat, and that will be through exercise or saunas or whatever, but to sweat. And then the breathing, and was that it?
I think was that, well, and did you mention pee?
No, tea.
No, when we pee, we remove
tea. Oh,
well.
Urine, yes.
Urine, okay,
yes.
You did say that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, it's pee, poop, perspiration, and breath. That's what Mark Hyman's exact words are. And with me.
Pee, poop, perspiration, and what?
Breath.
Breath, okay.
Well, actually, he calls it another word, but I couldn't pronounce it, but it means breath. The Sanskrit for breath is, I'll spell it, maybe you can pronounce it, P-R- A-N-A-Y-A-M-A.
Nope, can't.
And that's why Dr. Hyman calls them the quadruple P's. But
okay.
I guess the three P's and one B. How's that? But, you know, underneath and products, we have, you know, we have the liver support. It helps detoxify us. The sleep system helps detoxify us. And also, you know, the water helps, you know, detoxify us. So really, Neekin has it all. I don't, it's just really amazing. It's just an amazing company.
Yes, and our wellness is clean in our air.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Donna, you mentioned something about, right before you said the magnesium, what other thing were we to take?
Let me look. I can't remember.
Before you started, maybe you were talking about the kidneys.
Sorry, my notes. Was it around the kidneys I was talking about that?
I think so. Just before you started on the kidneys, I think.
Let me look.
But if you'll be sending some notes out, that we can get it from that.
I can send these notes out. But where do I send those to Ruth to send out then?
Yeah, I would because she probably won't get them done until she gets back, but. You know, because she's at the leadership at Gold Training there in California. And I will be leaving as well. So Monty's going to load the slides for the next, for the rest of the week.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to convention. I kind of wish I was, but I just don't want to fly. I'm sorry.
You didn't want to what?
I don't want to fly.
Oh.
I have in the past, but I just didn't want to this time. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, we will be driving. We're only 6 hours, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's about the end of our call, unless someone else has something to add.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a great day.
You all have a great day and have a wonderful, successful week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.